Besties, you deserve doctors that listen, and that is why I am extremely excited I found Mashi Health. They are dedicated to providing holistic, patient-centered care that prioritizes overall well-being, with the goal of transforming how weight management is approached. Mashi Health takes a holistic approach to weight loss that includes visits with board-certified doctors, nutrition consultations, and medication delivered to your door. Science-backed medications including GLP-1s like Ozempic and generic compounded versions, affordable and accessible regardless of insurance coverage, and with Mashi, their dietitians work hand-in-hand with your medication to create personalized nutrition plans that fit your lifestyle. Reach your weight loss goals with science-backed FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, support from real doctors, and guidance from registered dietitians. Besties, you will always be perfect just the way you are, but if you want to embark a weight loss journey, you have to make sure that you're going with the right doctors. That is why Mashi is here to help you making easy and sustainable changes to achieve results. Get started at joinmashi.com using code MAFIANSURES to receive $40 off. Again, besties, that's joinmashi.com using code MAFIANSURES to receive $40 off. It has never been this easy to serve delicious, wholesome, homemade meals than now with Gobble. Gobble menus are designed by professional chefs, and you'll experience a huge range of global flavors and fun gourmet ingredients that make you feel like a pro chef without making a single trip to the store. Gobble's meal kits include everything you need so that you can save time at the store or skip trips entirely. Most meal kits are ready in 20 minutes or less, so dinner can be ready in a flash. Gobble works with your schedule. You can set new delivery days, skip a week, or cancel anytime. With Gobble, you're never locked into a single plan. You can always order extra servings, try dishes from any section of the menu, or add sides, breakfast, desserts, and more. With a huge range of weekly meals, Gobble makes it easy for families of all tastes and sizes to build a menu everyone will love. Besties, see what a difference Gobble will make to your household right now. Gobble is offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal, getting $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/mafiansures, that's gobble.com/ using code mafiansures today.
To be a masterpiece and to be a work in progress at the same time, that is the art of falling in love with yourself.
I realize that sometimes the only one that can put the pieces back together is yourself.
With love, mafia.
Hey besties, welcome to I Missed Me. My name is Mafiansures. I am your host and I am so happy, so excited, and so grateful that you're here. If you're new to I Missed Me, bestie, welcome. We are a healing, self-growth, self-development community all looking to become the best versions of ourselves. And if you're not new to I Missed Me, bestie, welcome back. Welcome back to another week. I know that there was no episode last week, but like I said on the last episode that I posted, I've been sick for the past 2 weeks. I don't know what has gotten into me. I feel like part of it is because I know that I haven't been resting well and enough, and I do feel the need to talk about resting very soon. I want to fully recover first because I have to pause the audio literally every 10 seconds to cough, but resting is necessary. It is not a reward. I've been learning that the last few weeks, and I feel like it's necessary for me to talk about it. It's necessary for you to hear it, but we'll talk about resting on our next episode. Today, I decided that I want to do an advice session. I have not made an advice session in a very long time, and I was going through the questions that you guys leave under some of the episodes that used to have a poll, and I also posted a Q&A sticker on Instagram. And besties, the amount of questions that you guys been leaving, and I had no idea you guys were leaving them on like past episodes because I don't usually go back, is insane. So I was like, I can do so many advice sessions, and I know that you guys love them, so I'll do one this week. Maybe I'll do part two next week, and then we'll talk about rest. Like I said, besties, the amount of questions that you guys been leaving is insane, so I'm gonna get started because I know today's episode is gonna be a long one. But before I get into our first question, don't forget that by rating the podcast and sending a screenshot via DM to I Missed Me Podcast on Instagram, you are going to automatically receive a free downloadable PDF guide on how to build healthy habits. I think it's like a 28-day challenge. And again, all you have to do to receive a link to download it for free is rate the podcast, take a screenshot of your rating wherever you listen to it, either Apple or Spotify. You take a screenshot of your rating, you send it via DM to I Missed Me, and you automatically receive a link. It's going to take you to a PDF, and all you have to do is download it and start doing the challenge. Question number one, and this was left on Instagram. How to deal with the loneliness of being single but not being willing to settle for just anything. I think this is a topic and an answer that a lot of you guys might need to hear right now, Being single does not mean being lonely. Relationships are amazing, but I feel like for some reason, whether it's social media or comparison or seeing our friends in relationships, or for whatever reason it is, I feel like relationships have been romanticized way more than being single. And I feel like they're both as important and they're both as beautiful, and they should both be romanticized in the same way, or being single should be romanticized even more. Again, for some reason, we have associated being single with being lonely. Being single doesn't mean that you're lonely. Being single, and like you asked, means that you're just not settling for what you know that you don't deserve. But you have friends, you have family, you have, maybe if you do a sport, you have a team, you have a community, you have surroundings, you have hobbies, you have so many things that you enjoy doing that don't involve a person and don't involve a relationship, and that give you company as well, that love you, that support you, that admire you, that want to be like you, and that, again, have absolutely nothing to do with a romantic relationship. The moment that you separate singleness with loneliness is the moment that, instead of fearing being single forever, you're going to start appreciating this moment in your life, because one, it's not going to last forever. There's absolutely no reason as to why you should be single forever if you're an amazing person with so many things to offer. And two, single or in a relationship, you should always work on building the relationship that you have with yourself first, because you are going to be with yourself for the rest of your life, again, whether you have a partner or not. And if you feel lonely with yourself, there is absolutely no relationship, no romantic relationship, or no partner that is ever going to fix that. So instead of seeing this time of being single as lonely, work on the relationship that you have with yourself so that you don't feel lonely, and you don't make the mistake of settling for the first person that walks into your life and wants to give you the bare minimum. Or even when you do find someone, you don't fall into codependency, or you don't fall into depending on the other person to be happy because you've been waiting for that person your whole life. Being single is important. Being single is necessary. Being single is literally our natural state of being. Like, we are not born in a relationship. And you should love and you should appreciate yourself and being single so much that when you do meet someone, you let them know and you make sure they know that having you is a gift. And that if they don't treat it as a gift, you're gonna go back to being single because you enjoy being single and you do see singleness as a gift. This next question is also on Instagram, and it says, your experience / advice if someone gives you mixed signals. I feel like this goes back to my episode of You're Also Choosing, because when someone is giving us mixed signals, we're thinking about them and we're not thinking about us. We're thinking about, what are we doing for them to give us mixed signals, or why are they acting that way, or did I do something? And we're just overthinking about things that we did for them to act a certain way. But we're not thinking about the fact that maybe they are just that way, and we don't want someone who gives us mixed signals and makes us doubt all the time. I feel like when it comes to liking someone, having a crush on someone, being interested on someone, and not knowing whether they're interested or not because their actions are showing many different things, or they're being inconsistent, or they're showing interest one day and then the next day completely disappear, or they only answer at night, or they call you one time and then again completely disappear for a few days. I don't know, whatever it is that you're going through right now that you feel like is just mixed signals and inconsistency, as hard and as painful as it is to hear and as hard and as painful as it is to do, you have to start focusing more on how they make you feel on top of how you feel about them. Like, how they make you feel is way more important than how you feel towards them. Because how you feel about them has absolutely nothing to do with them, but it has absolutely everything to do with you and your capacity of loving. Just like you love them, you're gonna be able to love someone else, or you've been able to love someone else, or just like you love them, you love your friends and you love your family. Like, the amount of love that you have for that person has absolutely nothing to do with the person, but it has absolutely everything to do with your heart and your capacity of loving. Besties, if there's something that you have to take from this question, is the fact that you do not want people in your life that are constantly putting you in fight or flight. You do not want people in your life that are constantly making you feel anxious. And the only way that someone is going to make you feel anxious is if they're making you doubt. When someone is interested, they will never leave space for doubt. They will never leave space for anxiety. They will never leave space for you to question whether you're both interested or whether you're on the same page, because he's gonna show it to you just like you're gonna show it to him. When it comes to these things and knowing if they're your person or not, or knowing if you should keep trying, or knowing if they are someone that you actually want a relationship with or keep them in your life, If it's not a yes, it's a no. If you're not able to answer the question, are they interested in you? Do they treat you well? Do they think that they deserve you? Do they match your energy? Do they match the amount of effort that you're putting in? If the answer is not yes, it is a no, because you deserve to be sure about everyone that you have in your life. And that is only going to happen when they make you feel sure about yourself and about the relationship by their actions. Next question, besties. It says, when people are picking you last, how can you stop thinking, what is wrong with me? I feel like growing up, I struggled with this one a lot. And because I struggled with that one a lot, then I became a people pleaser. And because I hated that feeling of rejection, because I hated that feeling of not being good enough or not being picked, then I started doing things for others instead of doing things for myself. And I started shaping myself into being the person that they would actually pick because I hated that feeling of rejection so much. Then going through my personal and self-growth journey and obviously going through heartbreak and banging myself against the wall, because obviously you're never going to be able to be liked by everyone. And the besties, when I first started making my own money, I had no idea what to do with it. I would always hear from everyone around me, invest your money, start investing. And again, I had no idea how to do it. And I know that investing can feel very intimidating and people don't know where to start. Many think that you need a lot of money to invest, and investing often gets put off because it doesn't seem urgent. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. From personal experience, besties, if you are as lost as I was, Acorns is the perfect platform to start investing your money. And all you have to do is head to acorns.com/mafiansures or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Again, that's acorns.com/mafiansures or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC and SEC. Registered investment advisor. View important disclosure at acorns.com/mafiansures.
Besties, when you think about your favorite businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, you think about a great product or a cool brand and a brilliant marketing strategy. But an often overlooked secret that nobody talks about is actually the businesses behind the business making selling simple for millions of businesses, and that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going on. So besties, if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Besties, upgrade your business and get the same checkout brands like Aloe or Skim use. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/mafiansures to upgrade your selling today. Again, besties, that's shopify.com/mafiansures to get a $1 per month trial period at Shopify. Besties, we all know that emotional and physical feeling before getting our periods. If you experience cravings, bloating, if you feel a little bit down, and if you struggle to find comfort in your body, Hormone Harmony is for you. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It is becoming a phenomenon, and women literally cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. That's insane. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here is the beauty of adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressor, which means that Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. There is no bigger benefit that you can take out of a product than feeling like yourself again, and that is what Hormone Harmony strives to do. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. Again, besties, that's happymammoth.com using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today. The more that you try to be liked by people, the less that they're going to like you. And maybe you notice that too. We all know that person that is always trying to please others, and the harder that they try and the more that they try to please, the more that they repel people and the more that people reject them and the more that people want to push them away. Because again, you are not for everyone, and you should not want to be, because not everyone is for you. If you attract what you are, then you should fully want to be yourself so that you attract people that are compatible with you and that you do not have to try hard to keep. So to answer that question, the only way that you stop feeling like it has something to do with you is by building a strong relationship with yourself to the point where you know yourself so much that you understand who you are, what you have to offer, and that if someone doesn't see that, that is just not your person. Nothing is ever as personal as you think it is. And normally, the people that we're worried to be chosen by, we wouldn't even choose, and that connects with the last one. Like, remember that you are also choosing, but also, someone that you're worried to be chosen by is someone that you probably wouldn't even choose, because why would you choose someone that is not choosing you? Someone choosing you or not has absolutely nothing to do with your value. It just has to do with compatibility. And again, we're never going to be able to be compatible with everyone. You are worthy just by existing, and you are always valuable. But staying with the wrong people and staying in the wrong places will always make you feel like you're not enough. So if you're feeling like you're not enough where you are, you are not the problem. The problem is where you are. Next question says, biggest confident tip, I am struggling. Besties, we all have insecurities. We all have things to work through. We all have things that we have to work on. For me, I've learned that confidence doesn't mean that you don't care about what others think of you. I actually think that maybe other people's opinions can help shape what we want to be and what we don't want to be, and it can be constructive, and it can again help us grow. But true confidence means that you always, always, always care more about what you think about yourself, what you have to say about yourself, what you feel comfortable doing, where you're happy, who you're happy with. And if what you're doing right now doesn't align with what someone has to say about you, then that's their problem. You're going to do things that people agree with. You're going to do things that people don't agree with. But true confidence means that regardless of what anyone has to say, you care more about what you think about yourself. If you like it, if you have fun with it, if you want to do it, if it makes you comfortable, if it makes you happy, why would anything else matter? This next one says, when someone who's made it clear they don't want a relationship re-enters my life. I feel like this one's going to be an obvious answer from me, but it is just a friendly reminder. All of us might hear that question and be like, duh, the answer is obvious. But we've all been in that situation where we know what we have to do, and we still make the mistake of keeping them because we're attached, because we don't know any better, because we have feelings, because we're in love. But when someone who has made it clear to you that they don't want a relationship, that they don't want you, that they don't see you as quote unquote worthy enough, and again, they don't see you as worthy enough because again, you're worthy just by existing, you have to make it clear to them that you don't want someone who you have to beg love for. You don't want someone who doesn't see you the first time. You don't want someone who you have to try hard to get. You don't want someone who you have to prove yourself to. You have to make it clear that you do not want someone who's unsure of you. When it comes to people re-entering your life, you have to remember that they are only knocking on your door. They are literally only knocking on your door, but it is your responsibility and it is your fault if you open that door. If they knock on your door and you're like, no, I can't open, the door is closed, literally you already made it clear that you do not deserve a place in my life and I deserve better and I want better, so no, I'm not going to let you in, they're going to leave and you're going to let them go. And then eventually you're going to meet your people. But if you decide to open the door, they're going to come back into your life, they're going to hurt you again, and then you're going to blame them for being a horrible person. But the truth is and the reality is that you opened the door for them. The only thing that they were doing by coming back is knocking. It is your responsibility to open the door or leave it closed. And last question of today, besties, and I feel like this one, when I first read it, really resonated with me because I feel like I'm kind of going through a lot mentally and emotionally. And it made me even reflect with myself even before like answering the question because I read all of these beforehand. But when you're going through your lowest, the immediate thing that you want to do is get out of it. I don't want to feel like this anymore. I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want these thoughts anymore. I want to leave. I want to be in my highest again. I want to experience the happiness that I experienced was. I want to be in love. I want to be happy. I want to have friends. I want to travel. I want to be somewhere where I once was very happy. But I've also learned that we wouldn't know how the highest feels like if we didn't go through the lowest. Like if we didn't go through these periods of feeling stagnant, feeling lost, feeling like we don't know where we're going, feeling sad, feeling a little depressed, feeling, again, emotional and at our lowest, we would not be able to appreciate the highest. We would not be able to be like, that's why I went through all of that. We would not be able to compare with anything. And we would not, again, be able to appreciate it. For me, the lowest is a gift just as much as the highest. And the only reason you're going through the lowest is so that you can change, rearrange, and start going back up with your changes applied. For me, the times that I've been at my lowest, first of all, I've always understood why eventually, But second, it has helped me get out of there in a different way, like rearrange my whole entire life, because I don't like being at my lowest. And I know that I can't get out of my lowest if I don't change something, because clearly without change, I got to my lowest. So whenever I'm at my lowest, I take my phone out, I take my journal out, I start recording myself, where I start writing, where I just sit with myself in my car in silence in my room, and I'm like, what am I missing? Why am I feeling the way that I'm feeling? Why am I feeling emotional? Why am I feeling sad? Why am I feeling stuck? Why am I feeling stagnant? And what can I do? Because I don't like feeling this way and I don't want to stay here, to get out of here. If you want to get out of your lowest, this personal work, this internal healing and these internal conversations have to happen, because one, no one is going to take you out of there. But two, in order to get out of there, you have to become a different person. You have to start establishing boundaries, or you have to start having a different routine, doing different things, acting in a different way, treating people in a different way. Instead of seeing it as a painful period, or instead of seeing it as the lowest, see it as a transition period. See it as a reconstruction period. See it as a rearrangement period, where you are going through change in order to get to where you want to be, in order to get to where you're going to be the happiest you've ever been, that you can't even imagine yet, where you're going to receive everything that you've been praying for, everything that you've been manifesting, being the person that is ready to receive all of those things, because you became that person by going through the lowest. And that is it for today's episode, besties. I hope that you guys liked it. I hope that it was helpful. I love making advice sessions. I love guiding you. I love responding based on my experience and the things that I've been through. If you guys want your question to be in a next advice session, feel free to DM me. Feel free to DM I Missed Me. I'm always checking my DMs. And again, don't forget that by reading the podcast, taking a screenshot, and DMing it, you're going to receive a free downloadable PDF guide on how to build healthy habits. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Mafia Ansures everywhere, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. I am everywhere. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Don't forget that I also have a clothing brand, $25 hoodies, literally the comfiest brown hoodie, for only $25, going to nonameproject.co to get your hoodie. And don't forget that we also have a membership by going through the link on the bio on our Instagram, I Missed Me Podcast on Instagram. You click the link and you scroll down, there is a sticker called I Missed Me Too, or I MM2, and you click on it, it takes you to our Patreon, and as soon as you sign up, you are going to have access to a bunch of exclusive content, PDF guides, journal prompts, challenges that you receive every month. And as soon as you sign up, you also receive a no-name hoodie. Super worth it. An amazing community of exclusive besties that we're all just looking to become the best versions of ourselves and heal together. I love you guys so, so much. Thank you for coming back and listening, and I will see you guys next Monday. With love, Mafi.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details. Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.